This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Colorado, Alaska, Washington, and 20 other states have laws legalizing marijuana in some form, from eliminating penalties for possessing small amounts to medical marijuana laws to outright total legalization, such as in Washington and Colorado. States are considering the importance of prohibiting now the long-banned substance, but Texas has no laws on the books lessening the state prohibition on the pot, but several bills in the legislature could roll back penalties. Could these bills pass, and then would Governor Greg Abbott actually allow them to become law, or would he veto them? Where is Texas on this national topic? What questions do you have about pot legalization or decriminalization? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. Are you opposed to it? Would you support it? Tell us what you think. 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. Tweet us at @tprsource. Our guest this half hour, we have Representative Gene Wu. He's a Democrat from Houston. He filed HB 325, which would lower the penalty on possession charges. Also, Representative Joe Moody, a Democrat from El Paso, he filed HB 507, which would lower penalties for certain possessions or to a citation. We expect to hear from Representative David Simon later on, a Republican from Longview, and he has also supports the decriminalization of marijuana. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you. Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having
me. Doing great. Hey, let me ask you, Representative Wu, tell me a little bit more about HB 325 and where we are in the process.
House Bill 325 is an effort to sort of remedy some of the ill effects of the current marijuana laws as we work through the process of talking about whether we want to legalize, regulate, or anything else. You know, in my time as a former prosecutor, and actually Representative Moody's a former prosecutor as well, you know, we had a lot of people being sent to jail and taking lifetime convictions for what is essentially a first-time offense of having a very small amount of marijuana. And that usually, the amounts are usually less than 10 grams and, you know, a few joints here and there. And people would take conviction on these things, and it would stop them from being able to get jobs, from going to school, from even getting an apartment. So my bill creates what is called a Class C misdemeanor penalty for possession of small amounts of marijuana, like 0.35 ounces, or that roughly equates to under 10 grams, it's 9.9 grams. So if people were found to have a few joints on them, that an officer would have the ability to just write them a ticket or arrest them, but usually we expect officers to write tickets for Class C offenses and send them to JP courts and the municipal court. And just like you get rid of a speeding ticket by taking a class or doing some community service or whatever else it is, that's the way we expect people to get rid of tickets for the possession of small amounts of marijuana. And the bill has been heard in committee, and we're trying to get it out.
Okay, so it's stuck in committee right now.
Yes.
Okay. And have they voted on it at all, or is it just sort of just in limbo?
No, it's sitting committee, and we're trying to muster the votes for it.
Okay. Representative Joe Moody, tell me about your bill, especially tell me in contrast to what Representative Wu told us.
Sure. A couple of differences from that. I mean, mine's kind of the first of its kind in Texas. We're removing the sanctioning regime for low-grade possession of marijuana from criminal, which is what we do today, And that system's maintained under the bill you just heard about, to a civil sanctioning system, which is something we don't really do here in Texas in any large degree, but other states, 15 other states, have done this. So the lowest criminal penalty we have for marijuana possession today is a Class B misdemeanor offense, $2,000 fine, up to 180 days in jail. That goes from anywhere from 0 to 2 ounces. We took an ounce, and we dropped that out, and we said, possession of 1 ounce is now a civil sanction, and under the substitute to our bill, it would be a $250 fine that's payable. So the biggest difference is no arrest, no criminal record. The officer can cite, get back out on the street immediately, so we're not wasting a lot of time. Most officers take up about half their shift processing a low-level offense like that. And most importantly for taxpayers, $734 million a year is spent in Texas on 70,000 marijuana arrests like this. We can rectify that by not running it through the typical criminal system and running it through a civil sanctioning regime instead. To give you some perspective, we just passed border security legislation in the state that called for $500 million, and that was what the House's priority was on that $500 million. If you look at the cost it spent on low-level arrest and prosecution at $734 million a year. So this is a good thing for taxpayers, a good thing for law enforcement, and also for those that might get caught up in the system. Like Representative Wu mentioned, that's financial aid, that's immigration consequences, that's job consequences, and things of the like. So all around, we're not doing well in this arena, and my bill tries to, rectify a lot of those problems.
And where is it in the legislative process?
We're in the same place that Representative Wu's bill is. I won't use the word stuck because I'm an optimist, but I think that we had just heard it last week. And typically, the process is we always leave bills pending for 1 week. So it hasn't even been a week since we've heard the bill. So we're going through the process that everybody else goes through. Is once the bills are heard, and we had 60 plus witnesses that showed up. That is quite a bit. We were in committee till 3-4 in the morning hearing this. So there's a lot to digest. And like I said, when you offer something. That's a profound change to the way we've been doing something. It's going to take a little bit more discussion than the typical week that is on other bills. But we're working and talking to other members and seeing what they feel about the issue. But most polling will show you that 60% plus Texas voters support changing criminal penalties to civil penalties.
Do you have a companion bill working its way through the Senate?
Senator Ellis has a companion to my civil sanctioning bill.
So if these bills do get through and get to the governor's desk, has he made any announcements on where he is on that? Would he veto them or allow them to become law?
I don't think he's made any overtures about a veto. I think he's made some predictions about what the legislature would or would not do. I think he said he doesn't expect to pass this session. I don't think that was, and I mean, I'll leave that to his office. It sounded like he was predicting what we would do rather than, threatening a veto if something came to his desk. So it's hard to gauge that, but that was kind of my sense of what his position was.
And Representative Wu, what's your read?
I think Texas is a very conservative state. I think we're slow to... we're definitely not the first state to follow national trends, and dealing with at least small amounts of marijuana and dealing with medical marijuana and dealing with marijuana whole has been a national trend. But I think Texas is one of those places where it takes a little more momentum to move the ball. Representative Moody is much more of an optimist than I am, and I wish I had his optimism. But for the most part, I see this as we should at least get the conversation started.
Okay.
I would be very, very happy. I would be astounded. I would be floored if we can get this moving, if we can get this out of the House.
Okay, I got to take a break. Our phone number is 210-614-8980. We're talking about legislation in Austin right now that could soften the law about marijuana. We're going to get to the phone calls when we get back from these breaks. The numbers, here's this KSTX, The Source. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The topic, marijuana and how the Austin legislature could be softening some of the laws. We've seen other states legalize marijuana and take big steps in decriminalization. Texas, are we there yet? This is going to take a groundswell of people to convince some hesitant lawmakers to take action or not. Call in, tell us what you want to see happen. The number is 210-614-8980, and we're joined by two members of the Democratic Party who are representatives in Austin, Representative Gene Wu and Representative Joe Moody. We expect to hear from Representative David Simpson, a Republican, in a few minutes. Let's get a caller on the air with Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling because I am a former educator, and as a legal adult, I went to Colorado 2 summers in a row now, and I've used tincture, which is a form of marijuana, because I have glaucoma, and I have noticed marked decreases in my pressures on returning back to Texas and being examined, and then an increase again in the spring before my follow-up again in the summer. And my concern and question is, why are illnesses like glaucoma being discussed more for medicinal marijuana legalization? It seems to always focus on babies and epilepsy and PTSD, but there are millions of people who suffer from glaucoma, and I can't even discuss with my doctor why there are changes in my pressures due to the fact that it's illegal.
All right, Kathy, thank you for the call. So Representative Gene Wu, the medicinal marijuana, we can't even use, as you're a former prosecutor, you can't even use that as a defense if you were caught with marijuana, right?
Right. And in all fairness, Representative Moody and I are both former prosecutors, and we've all handled our share of this. And I'm not sure about Representative Moody, but, you know, in my time in the office, I've encountered people who were essentially self-medicating with marijuana. And I think, you know, and a lot of times those people were people with fairly severe illnesses. And it, you know, it's, I think it's unfair for people to be forced to make that choice of, do I take care of my illness? Do I try to make myself feel better, or do I have to break the law, and break the law at the same time? I think this is something that the legislature needs to address. I wish we would address it faster. And, you know, Representative Moody and I and Representative Simpson and Representative Dutton were trying to push these bills to make the legislature have these conversations. And I think it's starting to happen. In my discussions with other members of the legislature, I don't think it's the legislatures that actually have the problems. I think a lot of their constituents back home may not still understand, may not have the information. And, you know, I think if there's something that people want to do is to talk to your neighbors, talk to other people about this and let them know if you've had experiences, share with them your experiences and why this needs to change.
Representative Moody, tell us your experiences as a prosecutor in this area as well. But, you know, and I believe that as a prosecutor, you would go to the formal line that marijuana has been proven not to have any medicinal benefits.
I think most of the experts we've heard from say that it does have medicinal benefits. There is actually a comprehensive medical marijuana bill pending in the Public Health Committee, House Bill 3785. Actually, one of my colleagues from El Paso has filed that piece of legislation. This is a conversation that was non-existent 2 years ago in the legislature. I think it speaks volumes that, you know, it's two of the folks kind of leading the charge are people that prosecuted these offenses and understand that maybe we need to do things differently, that maybe the system doesn't work for those who are, you know, using these substances, those that are in law enforcement, those that are taxpayers. I mean, we know that across the board the system doesn't work, and so we need to do something. I think there is momentum. When you talk about this, you know, Representative Wu and I are both Democrats, but we had Tea Party activists testifying in favor of these bills last week. We had the Young Republicans sending a letter to the committee saying they support this measure. So this is something that has bipartisan support, and it's a matter of getting that word out and talking to people about doing things in a smarter, more efficient way. You know, we always talked about Texas being tough on crime. The idea is we need to be smart on crime, and the two aren't mutually exclusive. And so that's really something that, you know, I think our expertise and our background as former prosecutors, I think we lend to that, and hopefully we give some members some comfort with these issues and how they're going to really, you know, how they're going to impact policy out in their communities.
Okay, well, let's bring in Representative David Simpson. He is a Republican from Longview, and he has taken a view about completely decriminalizing marijuana with HB 2165. Representative Simpson, you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your point of view on the decriminalization of or legalization of marijuana.
Well, I think prohibition of marijuana has failed, and people that may be using the plant irresponsibly are doing that under prohibition. And even if we disagree with how they use the plant, I don't think we should be putting them in prison. And that's why Representative Wu and Moody's bills are important, and they take a big step in that direction. But I would just say that we do need to do more. It still leaves those people who use the plant responsibly for medicinal purposes connected with criminals. And I say that if you're not harming your neighbor, then the government shouldn't be involved. even if we disagree with how they're using it. Right now under prohibition, the law-abiding, the responsible use of the plant is not occurring for the most part. And so I wanted to get the government out of the way. And this would go a long ways to defunding the drug cartel, and with people being able to use the plant responsibly and know where it's coming from and not having it laced with other drugs. So I did it for the constituents in my district that I serve that have tried all the pharmaceutical drugs with all their tremendous side effects, gone to Mayo's Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, MD Anderson, and then went to Colorado, and their daughter, who had 20 to 30 seizures a day, went 2 weeks without any. And it's just wrong that the government is standing in the way of a responsible use of this plant. And I don't want them to be faced with being criminals or having to move. And furthermore, though I respect the other medicinal bills, I don't want to expand government, and I don't want to create a registry. I actually do see my bill as a medical bill, but it's without it's using personal responsibility, and it's limiting government to its place unless you harm your neighbor.
Representative Simpson, I know you're only available for a couple more minutes. Well, let me ask you this. Texas is a really tough law and order state. I'm sure you're probably getting some tell me if you are or if you aren't getting some reaction from your constituents. You are a Republican.
Well, I am. I had 8 town halls, though, in the district that I serve and around it, and 2/3 of those who responded, I gave each a card and told them I wanted to know pro or con, whether they spoke or not in the town hall, and 2/3 of those who responded on the bill were supportive. So I'm encouraged. I think we have come a long way, as Representative Moody said, and people are conceding the medical use right and left. I think that's beyond us. Now, what are we going to do moving forward? Are we going to have a licensing and regulation of the plant? Are we going to recognize that it's different from other drugs, that because it is a plant, and just get government out of the way? Now, certainly it's controversial. And I have people that may never vote for me again, but I do believe it's the right thing to do, and I want to be reelected for doing what is right. And I hope other of my colleagues will do the same, and I'm grateful for Representative Moody and Wu's and even Dutton's support on this issue for years. And I'm encouraged. Government does have a role, but it should be limited to when you harm your neighbor.
All right, Representative Simpson, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for calling in. I know you're very tight in your time, so thank you, sir. Got to let you go. All right, I want to move over to another caller. Josh has called in. Josh, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. You know, I vote, and I'm definitely a Republican.
Okay, we dropped that call, and I'm not sure where that was going. So let's hit another caller with Robert. Hi, Robert. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I think the public in large is in the dark about the medical marijuana uses. I've been suffering from opiate addiction for years due to chronic back pain. And due to trips to Colorado, I've been able to use their CBDs, which is a derivative of THC, to completely get my life back on track and to eliminate that pain I've had. And I think it's really smart, and I think it really needs to happen.
Okay, Robert, thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. I think we've covered the medical marijuana issue pretty thoroughly. Let's get Josh. I think we got him back. Josh, hi, you there again?
Yeah, thank you. No, I was saying as someone who votes on Republican, I definitely support this because it just makes common sense, and I'm just thinking alone on cutting the crime with the drug trafficking and the cartels and the violence and the killings that you hear all the time. And I think just cutting the demand on that alone is a good reason to legalize it.
All right, Josh, thanks for calling back in. Appreciate that. Let me ask you, Representative Wu, I mean, I've got a teenage daughter, and we've had this conversation. She's heard the stories about Colorado and stuff, and it doesn't make any sense to her. It's like, what? I thought marijuana was bad. How can one state legalize it for recreational use and yet it be illegal here in Texas? And I tell her, you know, don't mess around with this. This is bad stuff, but, you know, listen to your dad. But what should people tell their kids?
I think you tell them the same thing that you tell your kids about alcohol, that it's still, even if even under Colorado's rules, you know, I think you still have to be 21. You still have to use it responsibly. And I think the lesson for our kids is some parents tell their kids alcohol is bad for you, don't use alcohol, and those kids take it to heart. Some parents tell their kids, hey, alcohol is okay, but you need to be 21, and you need to do it very responsibly. And the kids listen to that. And I think the message for marijuana should be left up to the parents. And, you know, it should be a family decision of, you know, what do we tell our kids? What should they learn from this? There's some not everyone believes that marijuana is terrible.
Right, but Representative Moody, we've been hearing for years, reefer madness, it's the gateway drug. Is that, were they just lying to us?
Most studies have disproved gateway the gateway function of marijuana. You know, Representative Wu and I are new fathers, so this topic is not lost on us. I think it's actually something we're probably thinking about in this conversation, and how, you know, how we're going to talk about this later. But every study will show you that no matter what we do with drug policy, there is no correlated increase among youth users, especially when it comes to marijuana. Alcohol use, cigarette use, and marijuana use has been in decline among young people in this country. If you look at our state, so we have everything illegal when it comes to marijuana possession. We have higher youth usage than Colorado does, and they have legalized. They have legalized usage.
All right,
to a certain
I have to
amount.
Cut you off so, there. Thank you, both of you, Representative Joe Moody, Representative Gene Wu, both Democrats. Wu from Houston, El Paso with Moody. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be back after the NPR news.